When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Friday, everyone. I am so excited about Friday. Everyone is excited about Friday. When are we not excited about Friday? We are about to head into the weekend, and Feel Good Fridays, of course, is all about heading into the weekend feeling good. It's about self-care and doing something that nourishes us and lifts us up. Something that is very, very often overlooked when it comes to a feel-good action is being of service for other people. Of course, we should all aim to be of service for others in our day-to-day lives all the time. But when it comes to actual self-care, it's something that we don't often think of as a part of a self-care practice. It absolutely is for me. Whenever we find ourselves in a funk, in a dark place, we have a hard time kind of getting out of a pit of something really challenging, a great way to boost our mood and turn our day around is to look up and around. Right? We tend to get really stuck on ourselves. A lot of times we can tend to get a little bit self-absorbed with ourselves, especially if we're moving through something hard or kind of pondering a big issue in our lives, and we forget to look up and look out around us. Being of service to other people is one of those very few things that's actually proven scientifically across the board for everyone to work as a mood boosting activity. So you're doing something kind for someone else, being kind to someone else will automatically bounce back and hit you straight in the heart and elevate your level of being too. It's such a beautiful thing. It's a total win-win. Whenever we are kind to other people, we're going to feel that, they're going to feel good, we feel good. It's feel good all around. And that is why today for Feel Good Friday, we are going to practice a random act of kindness. Oh, hell yes. Oh, you heard that right. I'm so excited about this topic. A random act of kindness. If you don't know what a random act of kindness is, it is exactly what it sounds like. It's something totally random. So not something that's necessarily super planned out or, you know, that you're taking like a ton of days to figure out. It's something random that you're going to do today, an actual action, an act of being kind toward another person. And it can be any person you want. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean, premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. You can take this as far as you like. You can get as creative as you want with it. It can be something as simple as when you're standing in line to get your coffee today, pay for the coffee of the person in line behind you. I had someone do that for me once, and it was just a total stranger standing in front of me. We didn't even speak. I had money to pay for my own coffee. That wasn't the thing. It was just it was just the kindest thing. It lifted my whole mood. Just having a stranger, someone we don't know for no apparent reason, do something nice, genuinely kind toward us, it's the best thing ever. So that's a really good thing you can do. If you want, you can look for ways to be of service in your day today. Perhaps when you're grocery shopping, you can offer to carry someone's groceries. Maybe you come across someone who's in actual need, like who needs help with something, then be kind and help them with that. You can also be a little more creative. You can bring a bunch of sticky notes or post-it notes and write beautiful little reminders of or beautiful little sayings on them, and then plaster them all over the office or stick one under the windshield wiper of a car or hand them to someone as they walk by. If you see someone that you sense is feeling a little bit low, perhaps, you know, give them a little gift or a little nudge, a little compliment, something that might just lift their day. If you come across a single parent with a kid, offer to help that person out. You can also donate money to an organization to be kind, but this is something that we want to have happen in person, right? So a random act of kindness, preferably where you get to connect with someone and just from the bottom of your heart, be kind to that person. Totally randomly, totally do it today. I am so excited about this topic. This is literally, my mood is all the way skyrocketing right now, just introducing this topic of a random act of kindness to you guys. So I cannot wait to see how you're going to get creative and go out there and be kind today. If you have the opportunity, take a photo of whatever it is you're doing or write about it, share it to Instagram. You can use the hashtag YogaGirlDaily, then we can all take part and see each other's random acts of kindness all day long. And trust me, you're going to feel amazing, especially if this requires you to get out of your comfort zone to talk to a stranger. You're going to feel so good afterwards, and you can ride that wave all weekend long. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today. I'm wishing you a beautiful weekend ahead, and I'll see you Monday.